We're learning Masech Neshamis, Nefayin Gimel Medeis. The Gemara is going, I'll say to the Lamentes Melachas of the Mishnah. The Gemara starts that the Mishnah says, Hazereya, first planting, and then Hachayrish, then plowing. The Gemara says, 1 second, Lechte Mikriv Karvi Bereishal, listen, Chayrish, Vandi Zereya. You always plow first. So I'll let it say Chayrish, and then say Zereya. So the Gemara says, Tane Beretz Yisrael, Koi, Desire Bereishal, Vandi Karvi. The Tana was in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the land is very hard. Eretz Harim Ubekais. And Memela, it's not enough to plow first. You have to also plow after you plant. And that's why it says Chayrish second. And why did the Mishnah say it that way? So Rashi says to tell you a Chiddush, that you would think that the second Chayrish is not called the Chayrisha. You would think only the first Chayrish is called the Chayrisha. Kamash Mundi, the second Chayrisha is also called the Chayrisha. So it is Meduyik in Rashi's words that Enechanami, the second Chavisha, is also called the Chavisha, but the first Chavisha they do is definitely called the Chavisha. Now, Avnei Nezer, in Simon Samachesef Katan Vav, he brings down on the Mishnayos, the Shishanim Ludavit says that the second Chavisha, that first Chavisha is not called the Chavisha, because since it doesn't work alone, so it's not a Malacha, it doesn't work on its own, so it doesn't have a Din Malacha. Says Rashi is not mashman away. Also, the Ritva says the same thing as Rashi. Also, says Mufurish in the Me'iri and the old Chedushi Haran that have added the first Chavisha also Chayiv. You need two steps. You need a Chavisha and you need a second Chavisha. They're both Chayiv. But the Chiddush is that the second Chavisha is Chayiv. The Rosh Yosef points out that the Rambam says Chavisha before Zriya because the Rambam wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam never says this chiddush that you chayiv on the second chavisha. He never says this chiddush. So he learns that the Rambam holds b'chol not a chiddush. He wants to be toiled. The Rambam holds, we spoke this out, and we'll speak it out a little bit more. The Rambam holds that there's such a thing called me'ein malacha. There's told this, and then there's me'ein malacha. Me'ein malacha is like mamash and av. So according to the Rambam, shita that there's a me'ein malacha, like we'll see Zereya and Ateya, Mavrich and Zema, all these things are all mamash and av of Zereya. It's b'chol not a chiddush. The Gemara is just asking, Pshatavish, why did he say Zereya first? The Teretz is, he was in Eretz Yisrael, they do the Zereya first. But it's not called the Chiddush B'chalal. The Menachas Chinuch, and Chayrish, he says that no, Avad, it is a Chiddush. But the Pshat Ram didn't have to tell you the Chiddush because he says a lot of things on Chayrish. He says Chayfer and Chayritz and Menachas, he says a lot of things, a lot of different things he says is Chayrish. So that would include the second Chavisha that's done, that's also Avad the Chavish. The Iglei Tal asks Akasha in the Mayit Katan that Bezim of Bez is the Machlokes Rabban of Yosef. Weeding is that Chavish or Zereya. Rabba holds his Chavish because he's softening the ground, and if Yosef holds Zereya is because he's making the plants grow better. And who are then watering the ground? Is that Chavish or Zereya? Rabba holds his Chavish because he's softening the ground. And if Yosef holds, it's Zereya, because you're making the plants grow better. So here that you already planted, you're making the plants grow while you date this Chavisha. It's not like you do the Chavisha before the plants, which the Kuli Alma is a Chavisha. A Chavisha after the plants is making the plants grow better. So why isn't it called Zereya, according to Rav Yosef? Why is it called Chavish? As I fake Digle Tal, he says a very mechudishtik answer. He says, you're doing the Chavisha with an animal, and he says to Yisayid, when you do a Chavisha with an animal, why you chayiv a melacha deraisa mishum Chavisha? The Teretz is because you're guiding the animal. And that's the way the melacha is done, al yidei you guiding the animal. Kind of like Zayiv Ruach Masayatai. So, well, that's the way, that's the chavsa of the melacha. But that's only Chavisha. By Zriya, if you do Zriya with an animal, you wouldn't be chayiv Zereya. So here, Rav Yosef would have to hold that it's Chavish, because it can't be Zereya, you're doing it with an animal. The Mitzvah Eisan in the back of the Gemara, he says, Tam. He says, there's a big difference between weeding and watering the ground, where there you're not really doing a pu'ula on the earth, than doing the actual Chavisha. You're actually doing the pu'ula's Chavisha on the earth, Avad, and the Chavisha is the Iker. The Chazanish says the same thing in Shvius, Perek Yuches, Eis Aleph. He says, if you plow between the Ilanis, he says, even Rav Yosef would agree it's Chavisha. Even though you're facilitating the growth of the tree just like weeding and watering, but the pshat is, you're doing it with the ground. When you're chapping with the ground, that's Chavisha. When the pshat is, you're not doing it with the ground. The pshat is, I don't look at it. Do you look at it, you're softening the ground, it's a derech agav, or do you look at it, you're facilitating the growth, then it's a machlokes Rabban of Yosef. When you do mamash chavisha on the ground, even though it's facilitating the growth, even Rav Yosef's maskim is chavisha. And now let's go right up. The Gemara says, Tana, Azreya, Vazema, Neta, Mavrich, Vamarkev, Kula, Malacha, Achasein. So the Gemara brings five malachas, and says it's all the same malacha, and the Gemara says, Ma'akamashman, Aysa malachas, Ha'im, Me'im, Malacha, Achasein, Echayev, Alachas. You do a lot of malachas, Me'im, Malacha, Achas, Echayev, one. So it's a machlokes Rishenim, is interesting. There comes there really four different shittas in the Rishenim, which is the Av and which is the Tolda. The Rambam has his Mechudesh Dikashitas that all of these are all others. Zereya, planting Zroim, and Zaymer, and pruning trees, and Neitea, planting trees, and Mavrich, and Markiv. Mavrich is when you plant, take an already existing vine and put in the ground to grow another vine, and Markiv is when you graft the trees, you put two trees together. They're all others. They're all called Me'ein Malacha Achas. And the Rambam has, you have an Av, you have a Tolda, and you have Me'ein Ha'av, which is also like an Av. Not clear what is an afkamina lalacha between the Me'ein Av and the Tolda. Spoke about this Amol on the Mishnah, on the first Mishnah in the Perek. But Rashi says clearly that all these are avis, with the exception of Zaymer. Because all these are really planting. Zerei is you're planting seeds, and Etei is you're planting trees, and Markev, and Marvich and Markev are also planting. You're taking something like a branch and putting it in the ground, or even sticking it into a tree, but you're planting. Zaymer is just facilitating the growth. So Zaymer is a Tolda. The Taitzchayim from Menachem Zemman, Simon Ches, he brings it, the thing. And it's just facilitating growth. That's a Tolda. But all the rest are Avais, because any form of putting something in the ground on Manas to have something grow is the Av of Zereya. And any time facilitating the growth, that would be the Tolda of Zereya. The Rabbeinu Chananel is Mavur that Neitea is a Tolda. And Fakir, he says that Mavrich and Markiv is the Tolda of Neitea, and Neitea Guf is the Tolda of Zereya. That's what he learns in the next Gemara. Zayim Mechayim Mishim Neitea, and Neitea Mavrich and Markiv Chayim Mishim Zereya, which means Af Mishim Zereya, which means Mishim Neitea. So, it's like a Tolda of a Tolda. But the only Av, according to Ben Chananel, is Zereya. Zereya, you have to plant Zerum to be the Av. Everything else is a Tolda. Planting Ilonis and all the other things, which are all part of planting Ilonis, are all Toldas. The Ramach, the Kesef Mishnah, brings in Ilcha Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Alocha Beis, also holds that way. And the Meiri says that, and also the Uraim in Mitzvah Ayin Dalad also holds that way, that the only Av is Zereya, and the Tei is a Tolda. The Chedushi Ridva, the Nitvus Michadish, and the old Chedushi Iran, they both say it's Zerei and the Teya, they're both Avis. But everything else is a Tolda. The Av is the actual Zeriya and the real Netiya, and anything else, the Markiv, the Zaymer, they're all alternative types of planting, which is all Toldas. So that's four Shittas. The Rambam holds all these are Avis, including Zaymer. Rashi holds are all Avis with the exception of Zaymer. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ramach and the Meiri hold that only Zerei is the Av, everything else is a Tolda. And the Ridva and the old Ran hold that Zerei and Neitea are the others and everything else is a Tolda. Now, particularly in the Rach, who makes a chilik that Zerei is an Av and Neitea is a Tolda, the Rach says that the reason is because the Neitea is Neitz Yicha Shalilam Ba'aretz Mizgadol. In other words, it's also an alternative form of planting. When you plant a seed, that's Zerei. When you plant a yichah, when you plant a sapling tree, that's neteya, that's a tolda. The shaila is according to the Rach, maybe when you plant the seed of a tree, that would be zereya. The Heidek is from Pnei Shabbos and Minchas Ariel, on Medayik, when the Gemara says, Haiman dekotel aspasta, that yichayev shtayim mishum zereya and neteya, and who would in Kanev Silka, there's a girsa of the Rif in the Rush that says mishum neteya, even though they were talking about vegetables. Digley Tal in Malacha Zerei Yosef Kan Chav is Ma'ir that. L'char it's a vegetable. So they want to tie up that the Yechseid Echiltin Zerei Neteya is, Zerei is when you plant the seed, and Neteya is when you're not dealing with the seed anymore, you're facilitating the growth of an already planted object, already grown object. Like you're planting a yichah, you're planting a branch, you're planting a sapling, and that already is Neteya. So who would then, when you're dealing with Zeruin, If he's just facilitating the growth, that would be called neteya. They both bring from the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shviyos, Simi Yud Zayin Sifkan Beis, that there by Shviyos is a chilah between Zireya and Neteya, that only Zireya is also Midrash and Shviyos, not Neteya, that planting a seed of a tree would be Neteya, they're saying, not like what we're saying now. In this discussion about the Gemara, right, this Brisa of the Gemara brought, the Gemara says, Zay Mechayim Mishim Neteya, and Neteya Marvich and Markev Chayim Mishim Zireya, and the Gemara says, what do you mean, Mishim Zireya and Mishim Neteya, right? Elaim Af Mishim Zireya. That really, Neteya, Markev, and Markev is Neteya. But it's also Zereya. So Maynav Chimina, if it's Neteya, if it's Zereya, Maynav, it's a Melech HaShabbos, and it's all the same Melech, there's no two Melechas. Zereya and Neteya is the same Melech, that's what it just said before. Zereya, and Zaymer and Neteya, Marvach, and Markev, Kul Melech HaAchasein. So Taisus says, Enav Chimina is Legabe Asra, but this is what Taisus says in a few places, a suffix, they says you can't bring a raya from here that you have to be master the tolda b'shem the av, because you can do either one. You can master b'shem the tolda, or you can master b'shem the av. But you don't have a raya that you bedafka have to be master the tolda b'shem the av. But lemaisi, you can't be master the tolda b'shem the wrong av. That's what Taisa says. But he has a discussion about it. He's mesupik about it. We spoke on daf ayin that l'chayre, if you want to say that you have to be master the tolda b'shem the av, it must mean that you hold that each of the others are like Shemesh Mechlokim, they all are a separate Isser, otherwise there's no Mokim to say after the Master that told the B'Shem the Av, they're all one Shem Isser of Chil Shabbos. And Taisus, if you're going to say after the Master that told the B'Shem the Av, that will be a Raya that each Av has a separate Shem, it's like Shemesh Mechlokim. But Rashi says something very interesting, and befront the Ritva, Anitvis Michadash, says clearly, a gewaldige chiddush in Rashi. Now, when Rashi says the Gemara has the kasha that neteya marvich and markev ayichay mishum zireya mishum neteya loy by marvich and markev is, and the Gemara says af mishum zireya. So Rashi says the hach zuri biyulanis, the overlay behadi zireya mechayev chod v'sulay. Now, as we're not discussing hasra, we're discussing how many chatayis yichayev. So it says, Yechai Mishim Neteya. So that means if you do it together with Neteya, you get one Chattas, but if you do it together with Zireya, you don't get one Chattas. No, it's Av Mishim Zireya. That means if you do it together with Zireya, it's also one Chattas. So, Zogti Ritva, that Taisus is Medayik in Rashi, the Memra says, the Memra of Rabami is Zoymer Chai Mishim Neteya, and Neteya Mavichu Markev Chai Mishim Zireya. And Zaymer, according to this, if Chayim Mishim Zireya means Af Mishim Zireya, but you're also Chayim Mishim Neteya, but Zaymer is only Chayim Mishim Neteya. So Rashi teaches, what does it mean, Yechayev Af Mishim Zireya? That if you do it together with Zireya, Yechayev one. So Markev and Mavrich, they could be either one. If you do them together with Neteya, that the only Chayev one. Even if you do them together with Zireya, you're also only chayev one, because they could be a tolda of either Neteya or a tolda of Zireya. Masha'en Kain, because they're really an av, Rashi holds. Masha'en Kain, Zoymer is chayev mishum Neteya. So that would mean, mishum Neteya in, and taka mishum Zireya loy. And if you do Zoymer together with Neteya, chayev two chatois. That's how the Ritva's Medayik in Rashi. That's a tremendous chiddush. That Zoymer is chayev mishum Neteya, meaning that Zoymer and Neteya together is chayev one, and Mavich and Markev Chayev Af Mishum Zireya, meaning Mavich and Markev together with Neteya, or Mavich and Markev together with Zireya, a Chayev one. But how about Zoymer together with Zireya? No, Zoymer is only Chayev Mishum Neteya. Zoymer is only Chayev Mishum Neteya. Zoymer together with Zireya is Chayev two. Zogt the Ritva, Taisus asked, we didn't have this Taisus, but the Ritva had a Taisus that asked, what do you mean? The Brisa right before that said, Zoreya, Zayman, Neteya, Marvich, and Markev, Kulam, Malach, Achasein, meaning Chayev one. So how could it be that Zoymer together with Zoreya is Chayev two, when it says Mefurish, Zoreya, Zayman, Neteya, Marvich, and Markev, Kulam, Malach, Achasein, Nul, Chayev one. As I fact the Ritva Kasha. So Zog the Ritva, I have a Teres of Taisus Kasha. Nearly Latarz Das Rashi says, that when you do all five of them, then you Chayev one. But if all you did was Zaymer and Zireya, then you chayiv too. Nimse ribui malachais m'mayin ha-karbanis. That's stated in the Ritva. Half of the fella. But how do you understand it? What's the pshat? It's all one malacha. It's a malacha zireya. It's a sapella. But that's stated in the Ritva, and it's meduik that way in Rashi. Because this is the name of Rabami. The name of Rabami is that zoymer is chayiv mishum neteya. That's all on a tree. And a teya marvicha markev a chayiv mishum zireya, mishum neteya loyla, af mishum zireya. Those things are chayiv af mishum zireya. But zoymer is not chayiv af mishum zireya. But what should be the pshat? So we spoke on the Mishnah like this. The Rambam says that if you do an av and a tolda, you chayiv one, and koshkin if you do two toldas, you chayiv one. If I say two toldas, a mum is darbet to be chayiv one than an av and a tolda. And Taisus later in that vayin heinam days also, we said that it says that hare elu, in the end of the Mishnah says hare elu, avos melachas abam chasarachas, hare elu is lefukir ablezetz mechayiv a tolda makamav. And Taisa says, we know it already from the Reisha, because the Reisha says, Oysu malachas harim e'im malachas achas e'en achayiv al'achas. And Taisa says, the Teretz, that e'im malachas achas would only mean two toldas and one av. But an av and a tolda, you would say, you're mechayiv two, kamash malach. So you see from Taisa, the same you said, that an av and a tolda is more mistarbet to be chayiv two, than two toldas from the same av. And what's the pshat? Because two toldas from the same av, it's mamash one. And who had been two aves from the same av, like Zerei and Neteya, is also mamish one. But an av and a tolda be'etzim atu. Be'etzim should be chayiv shtayim. An av and a tolda be'etzim atu. You have to say as asvara from gufa mechlokim. But an av and a tolda be'etzim atu. And this is the diik that the Achrayim say Rashi in Bava Kamadav Beis. When the Gemara says when you do an av and tolda didei, yein chayiv alachas, Rashi says a'av, but on the tolda you're not chayiv. What does that mean? What's the pshat? You chayiv once on the av, and you're not chayiv on the tolda. What does that mean? When you do two toldas of the same av, it's not pshat you chayiv on one and you putter on the other. You chayiv one on both. So an av and a tolda the day, you should be chayiv one on both. What does it mean you chayiv on the av? Elamai, Rashi holds that an av and a tolda the day be'etzem atu. The reason why you chayiv one is because the chayiv of the tolda is nichlo on the chayiv of the av. If all that's richtig, so now we can understand this Rashi. By Zereya, the two of us. There's Zereya, and there's Neteya. And Marvich and Markiv are also a chelik of Neteya. They're also of us, Rashi holds. Only Zaymer is the Tolda. So if you do Zereya and Neteya, or you do Marvich and Markiv together with either Zereya or Neteya, that's Mamish 1. But Zaymer is a Tolda. And Tolda and Av is 2. Novas then, a tolda is nichl mechiv of the av. Here it says a chiddush. The Ritva is learning this in Rashi, and it's meduyik in Rashi. That when you have two others, one av beyilonis and one av bezron, so when you have a tolda, it's only nichl in its av. It's not nichl in the other av. So zaymer is only nichlal in eteya. It's not nichl in zereya. So here is what the Ritva is saying. When you do all three zaymer, and Neteya, and Zereya, so Zayma becomes Nichol and Neteya. And Neteya and Zereya is the same thing. So merely you have one Chiyav. But if you do Zayma and Zereya, they're not considered one because the Tolda and Av are not considered one. And Zayma is not going to be Nichol in the Av of Zereya because its Av is Neteya. So merely you're talking going to be Chiyav too. A Meridik Achidish, a Badash Tate in the Ridva, and that's the Hezbe for it. And now let's go Levita. The Gemara brings the Meimer of Rav Kahana. Zayim v'tzarech le'itzim chayim shtayim. Achas v'shem kaitzev, achas v'shem neteya. If someone prunes a tree, that's zereya, because you're facilitating the growth. If you need the eitzim, that's also kaitzev. And if Yosef says, I'm on the kosel aspastam chayim shtayim, if you cut down the aspasta, the weeds, the chitim, before the grass of the chitim, so it facilitates the growth, you're also chayiv shtayim, because you're also getting the aspastum, and Abayi says, I'm in the kind of sulka, when you cut out the beets, also you chayiv shtayim. So there's a big shmooze, why do you need tzarech le'etzim? Why is it tzirim only when it's tzarech le'etzim? The emes is, the tais is rid, later in the afkav chavala from the beis, says, because otherwise the malacha shen jicha legufa. If you're kaitzer something and you don't need the thing you're kaitzer, you're doing it for a different reason. So malacha shein shichah legufa. And the Rav Yosef says it's in Mekuv Tzadik Dalet. He says it's not considered makalkal because you're actually improving the tree. You're facilitating the growth. It's not makalkal. So according to Abiyuda Bichayev, Abiyuda just needs it to be tzricha legufa. The gufa of ksira is that you're going to use the thing that you're kaitzer. If you're not going to use the thing that you're kaitzer, so it's not tzricha legufa. But it's not makalkal because you're making an improvement here. So according to the Taisus written in the Rav Yah, this Gemara is only like Rav Shimon that holds malacha shein tzricha legufa as pater. But Taisus says that even according to Yehuda, that's mechayev malacha shein tzricha legufa, it also patters. And the Chayinam and Medayik and the Rambam holds that way. Because the Rambam holds malacha shein tzricha legufa is chayev. And the Rambam still paskins that Zayim is only chayev shtayim when it's tzarech le'etzim. But what's his svar, said Ofer? So the Bi'a Locha, at the end of Simin Shemem, he wants to learn up in Taisus because it's mekalkal. Because even though, Emerson, you're improving the tree, but the ksira part is mekalkal. You want to know that this wood that you cut off, is it a better off now that it's off the tree than beyond the tree? That particular wood will be better off on the tree. So the ksira part is mekalkal. The zriya part is mesakim, but the ksira part is mekalkal. The Taisus read all the no, since the mice itself is not a mice of kilkal, it wouldn't be called mekalkal. But Taisus holds that no, it's mekalkal. The Rebina in Siman Lama Beis also holds that weight. And he says the Yisayda Davar is just like we had a Taisus earlier on Daf Chavtesim in Beis, that you need Saisam Nafslivdisim Kaimai. We knew the Tikkun should be right away. He's Mayrach about the Nekuda, that he says a Ktsira Batsim is a kilkal. Now, if you need the thing, that's what makes it a tikkun. Otherwise, if you don't need the thing, so the ksira part would always be a kolkol. But there's another mahalach, which other achreinim say, b'kveges mavuri held that way, and the stipler is mayrech on this nekudam, that's not the pshat al tzmakalkol. Maybe al tzmakalkol, you can say it's mesakin like the tesis riddles. But it's felt in the tzuris ha-malacha. It's not a malacha. It's not called malachas ksira in this case when you don't need the eitzim. And that's the examples Taisus brings. He brings Kerei al-Menas Litvar, Mechik al-Menas Lichtav, and he brings the case of Kvashim and Shlokais, that you squeeze them out. If you're just squeezing it out to make the Kvashim and Shlokais better, it's not called Dosh. It's not as Malacha Shein Sirch Gufi, he says, it's Ein Derech Disha Bekach. Not Dosh Bechlal. The Chefs of the Malacha Taka depends on your Kavana. The Stipler brings other Dugmois from Rishenim. And Taisus himself says, I mean, maybe you could learn, like, so we're going to discuss a little bit, that maybe Kireyam and Aslitva, Mechem, Neslichtav, is also on Smakalkal. But certainly the one about the Kvashim and the Shlokas is not on Smakalkal. Taisus says, I'll say, in Derech Disha Bekach. But he brings a Magen Mishnah Lamashal that says that if you have a red hot iron and you're Mechabit, if you're Mechabim for Tziruf, so that's Melechas Tziruf. But if you're not Mechabim for Tziruf, it's Bechlalant and Melechas Tziruf. And he brings a Dugma. But let's say you cut a splinter. If you're mechavim to make a toothpick out of it, to make a kli out of it, then it's a siyas kli. But if not, if you're just like cutting it, you're cutting like a besamim to smell good, even though you're making a splinter, but you're not mechavim for it, it's bechol not a siyas kli, it's not the malacha. The Stipel also brings the shita mekavetzis and ksuvis by mafis mursa. And mafis mursa, if you're mechavim lachtas lepei yechayiv, you're trying to make, you have a pus pimple, and you make a hole in it, if you want the hole to be up as a hole, the derech refuah, so that's called a binyan. That's a pesach, it's a binyan. But if you're only trying to drain the pus pimple, it's bechal not the malacha. But a lot of times, it's sure of the malacha is only when you're mechavim for it. You see, this is how you're going to have to learn the chay adam, and nishmas adam, these medayik and tesis. It's in Klal Yad Aleph, in Ilchus Shabbos, Klal Yad Aleph. His Medayik in Taisus, the Taisus says, Lo yimikru be'etzim kaitzer el binyan zeh. Only by etzim it's called kaitzer in this way. It sounds like if it wouldn't be etzim, it would be kaitzer. Because the Gemara by Aspasta and by Silka doesn't mention it has to be tzarech to Aspasta and tzarech to the Silka. And he says, even much more medik that way in the Rambam. The Rambam, in Parakhas Loch Adalat, says, Kol zera shik tzirasim et smecha soisig and espastiv silka kaitzer chayiv shtayim. Any zera which when you cut it, it facilitates its growth, you chayiv shtayim. V'chein azayim evitzarech le'etzim chayiv shtayim. So, punkt, he first says Silken Asvasta, and there he doesn't mention that Yitzarech, and then when he says Zaymer, he says Tzarech L'Eitzim. It sounds like with the Nishmasadam, Nishan means it's Diyak, that it's Dafka by Eitzim. If you learn Alz Makalka, there's no Chiluk Bechlal. He's not learning Alz Makalka, he's learning because the Tzuris HaMalacha, Ksiris Eitzim, is not Ksira, because the Ksiris Eitzim is not a Maisa Ksira Bechlal. Not being Ketzir thing, Digle Tal. It's masbid of art because the tree is like karka. So it's like cutting karka from karka. Unless you need the eitzim, it's like cutting karka from karka. If you cut aspasta, you cut silky, you cut anything else, that's a ksira be'etzim. But this is only a ksira if you tzarech le'etzim. The talzim leches chayish sefkan zayin eis tes. The ma'isa de mi'imi and the old chedush eran say mefurish that by aspasta also it's only when you tzarech le'zeh. Maybe the naming on, like the tzad, that the reason why you need tzarech le'etzim is als makalkal, well, tzricha legufa, savanda that would apply to the espasta and the silka as well. But if it's a din in the tzuris and malacha, it was only said by etzim, not by yirokais or asavim, like espasta and silka. And I spoke a little bit on daf chavtesim a days also, that Taisis brings the dogma of kireyam and aslitvar, and if kireyam learns it's not because of makalkal, he says it's not called a malacha. Doesn't have a shame malacha. And he brings the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Vav Alacha Yud. He brings the Ritva. The Shailas, it says that the Pesach Pes Tzavar B'Shabbos is Chayim because of Makab B'Patish. So see, it's Kli. When you open up the hole to put the neck in. So Shailas, why Chayim Hashem Kareya? The Kesef Mishnah brings the Ritva and Makas Dav Gimel because it's not Kareya Manas Litvar. Even though it's a kriya of tikkun. It's a kriya to be misakin. You can't use the beggar without the base of tzavar open. But it's not called kriya al manas litvar. Ramban also says it there. Now, Mikveg is very bothered. What happened to the din? The Gemara later it says kriya b'chamasai. And after the Dalin of the days, a kriya b'chamasai is chayiv. There it's not al manas litvar. So the chayiv see not like this you said. So Rabbi Alach is Marchav at the end of Shin Mem. He taka holds that the Ritva is very shver. He calls the Ritva Das Yachid. He brings Kamari Shainim not that way. But the Shail is the Chari, there are Kamari Shainim like the Ritva, besides that the Kesef Mishnah brings it. And the Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Yud Zayin. It's also the Ramban and Makis. And also, it's Taisus and the Rashi. He says that, he said, like we said, Taisus is Alts Makalkal. It's only when you're being makalkal, and Taisus Chiddush is that even though you're being masakin etzel one thing, but you're being makalkal etzel another. The problem is, the Stipla asks that Taisus earlier, Mikvegan the Chiddush himself brings it, and here's in the Gilyan Hashas, and the Chiddushim he brings earlier, Taisus on Amin Aleph by a Keshava Matter, has a Ocha Kirid, you need Matter al Manas Likshar Anat. If you untie Anat, you need al Manas to tie it. And Taisus brings a raya that Rashi holds not the way, because Rashi teaches the Gemara that untying in the Mishkan was, at least the Gemara had a Havimina, that untying in the Mishkan was, is that when you had, in the Uriah, you had two knots, you had the thread snapped in two places, and you made a knot, and the two knots happened to come together, so you untie one of them, because you can't have two knots together, it would look funny, so you can untie one of them. So it's not Kaisha Manas Lahatir. And there's Mefurish, it's not Matar Manas Likshar. And there it is a Tikkun. So you see, Kodah, Taisus is not saying the Vart of Makalkal. There he didn't mention Kareel Manas Litvar, but it's the same idea. He brings Kareel Manas Litvar, like you have Meichik al Manas Luchdaiv, and Saisha al Manas Livnais. And you see Kodah, so even when it's a Tikkun. Stam, that's a Tzuris HaMalacha. It has to be al Manas Litvar. So you see, Kla, you can't learn Taisus Alts Makalkal when he says Kareh Amanas Litvar, because he himself was saying Matar Amanas Likshar, even in the case of Misakin. His only Shaila is, do you have that same Svara by Kaisha Matar? We have it by Baina and Saisa. We have it by Kaisa and Meichik. We have it by Kareh and Taifid. We have it also by Kaisha Matar. That's a Shaila. But you see, we're talking about when you're Misakin. So Lachar comes out that Taisus and the Rosh also brings a thing with Kaisha and Matir, and also the Ramban and Ritva and Makis, they all hold that Kareyash Loyal Manas Litvar is not the Tzuris HaMalacha. What do you do with Kareyah B'Chamasai? A good child, maybe we'll speak about it then. The Sniper has it, B'Zavart, The most parshat shan is that you don't need that the kriyas to facilitate the tefillah, but you need that you should be almanas litvar. That your taka should be teferit. In the case of kriya b'chamasa al mesay, is you're planning on being teferit. The Mishnah Berurah brings that. He says it's shver because you're not allowed to resew it, but you're allowed to stitch it up like being shaylul. It's lemaisa the stipul tainas. That would be the most parshat shat. Malkopanim lechayritz mavur in taisus. Because Taisus only said it by Eitzim, like we're saying, and Taisus Shtelsa Kriya Manas Litvar, which the Taisus by Matra Manas Likshar is Mavura, that it's not also Makalkal, that Taisus' whole Varti has nothing to do with Makalkal. Taisus' Varti is like the Tzuris HaMalacha, like Rabbi Kveg and the Stipla Neman. Now, Derek said, we also have the Shaila, just like we spoke about Zaymev at Tzarech Leitzim, by Ein Tzarech Leitzim, is a problem because it's not a Malacha Tzricha Legufa, it was a problem because of Makalkal. Or is the problem Islam? It's not the Tzuris HaMalacha. We have a similar Shaila by Chayfa Guma, Vein Tzarech El Le'afra. The Gemara there clearly says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the HaMalacha Shein Shich Le'gufa is Chayim, but here, that's only Mesakim, and here it's Mekalkal. So Pashas, it means that Avadid is the Tzur of the Malacha. It's just a Tzur of Mekalkal. Hazel L'chayra state in Rashi, and more in Rashi in Be'ed Afches, he brings Kol Mekalkal and Peturim on this din. And the Rambam Moses says it first. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin, he says, "Kol mekalkul k'peturim, k'eitz hadereish shechol b'chaveri ben b'derech hashkos ha'pater, and chayif v'gumu v'ein tzarech al'af reizim mekalkul ha'pater, avu b'shos ha'malachim nos mekalkul ha'pater." You see, klar, that it's a p'turim mekalkul. It's mekalkul, it's not malach smakshevis. But there's a tesis read later on the Daf Kavav that says a very interesting thing. He asks the Kasha, what's the difference in Chayv Guma Vein Tzarech El Afra, where we say you putter, and Chayv V'Tzarech L'Kalboi? You go and you make a Chavol in someone, you take out his blood, or a Chavol in a behema, and you need it to feed the dog. Why isn't the same thing? You're being Mekalkal, but you need the blood. Here also, you're being Mekalkal, but you need the offer. What's the chilut in the two? So Zagda Taisis read, a Chayv Guma is not a Malach altogether. The Malach is Binyan. The Malach is Chayresh. Not digging a hole. If you need the hole, then it's Baina in the house. If you need the hole in the field, then it's Chayrish. If you don't need the hole, it's Tam garnished. It's Tam not the Malacha. The Chazanish was Mechavim to this. The Chazanish, Simon and Alex of Khan Design, he asks his Kasha, just like it's not Baina in the field, because it's not used for Binyan, it's not Chayrish in the house, because it's not used for Zviya, so if you ain't Sarah Halafra, it shouldn't be Baina, it shouldn't be Chayrish. You can't use it for anything. So Zak, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means it's Mekalkal, it's not the Ptur Mekalkal. It means not a Baina Bechlal. Not the Tzur HaMalacha, he's Mechavim within the Taisa's Rid. But like we said, the Rambam's before is not that way. I guess in the Rambam, you're going to have to say that anytime it's in the house, it is a Binyan. Anytime it's a field, it is a Harisha. It's just you don't need it, so it says Mekalkal. But the Taisa's Rid's part is that that's how the Gemara means. The Gemara means it's not the Tzur HaMalacha Bechlal. Different than how the Taiz Rid learned the Tzarech Leitzim, which then he learned was Takal's Malacha Chen Tzichel Gufa. You can't compare the two. About the Etzim Taiz Rid's Kasha, the Magen Ovis, and Malacha Scherish, he says, Vemis and Taiz later, and Daf Kavav and Aleph asked the Kasha Lagabi Malacha Tzichel Gufa. Why is Chayv of a Tzarech Lakava called Tzichel Gufa, and Chayv of Guma Vein Tzarech Lafa called Ein Tzichel Gufa? So Taisus says, because Chayvel means taking out dam hu anefesh. That's the sheikha, that's the tilus neshama. You need the dam that you take out, taking out the dam is the malach, and you need the dam, that's why it's called tzarech legufa. Vashayegin chayv v'gum v'en tzarech la'afra, there's no malach of removing offer. The malach is creating the binyan, creating the guma. If you don't need the guma, and all you need is the offer, it's ain't tzarech legufa. By chayvel v'tzarech la'kalba, the malach is separating the dam from the body, taking away the nefesh. So if you need the nefesh, you need the dam hu anefesh, for the kalboy, that's called tzricha legufa. Mashenken here, there's no malach of taking earth. The malach is creating the structure of the hole. If you don't need the hole, that's ain't tzricha legufa. That's state entices. As Akhtar Mangan Avis from Amacha Benet, then you could say the same chilik legabi makalkal. The chayv v'tzarech lekalboy is not makalkal because the dam you misaken. You need the dam. The dam you misaken. It's like you take off, you do ksira, you're doing a tikkun in the apple, you're doing a kuluk on the tree, you're doing a kuluk on the apple, you need the apple. You take off wool from the sheep, you're doing a kuluk on the sheep, you're doing a tikkun in the wool, that's geizes. Sirosa, that's sheikhet. You're doing a tikkun in the blood. Even though you're doing a tikkun in the earth, but that's bechalmat the malacha. The malacha is creating the whole. So you can learn that the pter is mekalkel, not that it's not the tzuras hamalacha.